Yes, so ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to another edition of Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by my good friends, the great comedian and actor, Mr. Tarek Lewis, and the world-famous influencer and DJ Joey Franchise. How you doing, gentlemen?
We good, man.
Yeah. What's happening?
Joey, but we good. It's a generic saying.
So. How y'all doing?
We good.
What have you all been getting into, man? I know you guys been watching Finish Up That Boys, right? Well, we can talk about it. Now we can talk about it. We can spoil it all you want now.
Yeah, I finished The Boys. Lovecraft Country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have. Don't spoil Lovecraft Country for me. So I guess anybody else that's watching it as well. Why don't you give us a spoiler-free review of the whole season? How about that?
Since
you've taken it all in, yeah.
Okay, so it's kind of like a. Imagine a really good season of The Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
But it's all one story.
Okay.
That's how I would describe this season of Lovecraft Country. I enjoyed it. It's going to get automatic comparisons to Watchmen.
Yeah.
Watchmen was better.
Okay. That's a strong
Watchmen
statement.
was better, yeah. Without giving anything away, individual episodes of Lovecraft Country were very good. I think they might have failed in tying it all together at the end.
Why
but each individual episode is worth watching.
Okay. So as a whole, you think it's definitely lacking a little bit then?
No, not as a whole. Story, I think it's lacking as a story, like a lot of motivation. For the story,
right.
I think that's lacking. I think every episode was good.
Okay, fair enough.
You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
All right.
I need to check it out. I need to sit down and binge it since it's all available.
It was almost like unintentionally like Black Mirror. You know how Black Mirror had individual episodes that all tied in together?
Right.
It was almost unintentionally like that.
Okay.
But definitely worth a watch.
Interesting. All right, so I know both of you got to watch finish up. I finished up The Boys, and definitely a good season. I don't think it was better than season one. I think it's hard. Yeah, I think it runs parallel to season one. There you go. That's a better. I'd say maybe not quite touching the same greatness of season one, but definitely a good continuation. You know, we had some a little bit of closure, but not really.
Yeah.
And it definitely there's definitely some parallels there of like some of the political things that are happening in our country that they kind of touched on in the show and stuff like that. So, you know, if you're sensitive about that stuff, I mean, you know, I don't know, or you know, it's definitely a warning there. And then
people are sensitive. Yeah, butthurt as hell about the political stuff.
You know, I don't want to be anybody get a surprise that they weren't or prepared for. But you know, if that's your thing, man, Garth Ennis. You know, if you're into like punishment and pain and people's heads exploding and stuff like that, that's The Boys is for you, man. Yeah,
yeah.
You know, I mean, if that's your thing, you know, Joey, you finished it.
Yeah, for sure.
What did you think?
You hit it right on the nose. I think it is parallel to season one. Maybe not as great, but very solid. And it's just, I think, because you know, they got five seasons.
Mm-hmm.
I think right now that we know of that, you know, that they're looking to, you know, keep the show running for as long. So for as long as like five seasons. So it was dope. And, you know, it took away, you know, some of the, you know, because I couldn't stay in home later. So it took away some of that, you know, hate I had towards his character.
Right.
Because they added Stormfront, because it's like now you got somebody who's just as worse as him.
Right.
But just the way, I mean, the way it ended.
Yeah.
Very, very twisted. Like it makes you want to go back and watch like, yo, how was, you know, she in on this, the whole thing.
Right.
And I mean that in the character, oh, I forgot her name, Victoria. I didn't see that coming at all. I think that was probably the best episode where the, you know, all the heads were exploding in the courtroom.
It's not for the faint of heart, definitely. It's not a show for the faint of heart. If you're not into that kind of violence, you know. Tarek, go ahead and give me your last... your feelings, spoiler-free feelings of the final season there.
Well, I loved it, man. Yeah. I actually enjoyed it more than the first season.
Okay, right? Cool.
Just a scooch.
All right. Yeah. I
thought it had very good character development. It wasn't just like
there was a lot of exposition. There was a lot of exposition in the season. You know, a lot of story.
Last season was more like we're establishing.
Right.
It was a heist film. It felt like a heist film.
Uh huh.
That's what last season felt like, and this one was more like, okay, you know, here are the characters, and here's what's going on, and you know, the introduction of Stormfront was great because it could have just been about Homelander versus the Butcher, but they managed to make the other characters important. And when they make you not like the guy you're supposed to be rooting for, like I couldn't stand Huey.
Yeah, I couldn't stand him. Me neither. I hope he kind of.
Yeah,
like...
but I think that was I liked that they did that.
Yeah,
I liked that they played it like you don't like that guy.
I have some questions there at the end. Can I give a spoiler warning? Can we do a spoiler warning? Because you know I like to spoil everything to ruin everything for everybody.
I think I spoiled one of the episodes already. I didn't even know.
Anyway, there's a part where Starlight gets surprised by. I forget who's the guy dressed all in black? I forget his name.
Black Noir.
Yeah.
Black Noir.
Black Noir. And then near the finale, like she takes like a lot of damage. Like she has like a little bit of like maybe like Spider-Man kind of constitution, you know? Like she could take a little superhero damage, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the Black Noir doesn't seem like it. I was just trying to gasp, you know, I'm trying to look, you know, back in the day, you have those Marvel and DC cards and you just have, no, okay, Hulk is this power level and Spider-Man is this power level, you know, I'm just trying to gauge everyone's power level, you know what I'm saying, to see where they're at. Of course, Highlander, of course, is the Superman, you know, non-stop. Homelander, should I say.
Yeah, they're all relatively bulletproof and super strong. Mm. I think all superheroes are that.
Really?
And
I don't know.
Because remember Stormfront got shot. She got shot in season one.
Yeah. No, definitely. I mean, she definitely.
Not Stormfront. I'm sorry, but Starlight. She got shot. She got shot in season one. Yeah, the Butcher shot her with like a high caliber rifle.
Right.
In season one.
But it didn't bounce off her.
No, but it didn't kill her. Like it was like a high caliber rifle. You know, they're all relatively bulletproof. She was shot at before in season one. They're all relatively bulletproof.
Okay. All right. I accept
that. Yeah.
I accept
that. And Black Noir is, you know, we've seen him like,
I know, but that he first seemed episode. Like he was like the Batman kind of character or, you know, like the Daredevil kind of character. You know, I don't know if he is like that.
He was more like a superpower Punisher because remember the beginning of the season, he's like killing terrorists and he's surviving getting the full blown explosion. He survived it head on.
Right.
So,
I think that, well, these characters, these boys' characters in this particular arc are like the DC spoof, DC inspired ones. And supposedly, what's going to happen in season 3 is we're going to get introduced to the Marvel inspired ones.
Mm.
So that's what's going to be happening in season 3. So, I'm excited. There was rumors that they were canceling this show, and I was like, how are they doing that? It's like, why are they doing that? Yeah, there's a lot of clickbait out there, ladies and gentlemen. You know?
It's way too hot.
Yeah. It's way too hot. It's making too much money. Talking about a money grab, you know, we got to go back to our only source for the show. No, I'm just kidding. Our good friend, Mikey Sutton, always dropping scoops and information. I know, Joey, you're not big into Star Trek, right? Any older shows? Wasn't your thing?
No, I've never been really a Star Trek guy.
I know you probably checked out Deep Space Nine probably once in a while, Tarek.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Supposedly CBS is thinking about doing a Deep Space Nine revival, very similar to the way they did a revival of the Picard, you know, kind of, I guess, going in the future, you know?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? You think Deep Space Nine, Dead Space Nine?
Listen, everyone's entitled to their money grab. I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I guess it would make sense, right? If it's well thought out, you know, and it, honors the show, and you know, I guess it's, you know, good quality stuff for their CBS platform, whatever. What do they call their app now? I forget.
It's CBS All Access.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I won't be watching it.
But what if it's dope? What if it's dope? And it gets rave reviews and like, oh my god, it's the best Star Trek ever.
I'm out.
Yeah? Yeah.
What about, I can't do Star Trek, man.
I think it's the last season of Discovery that's going up live now too on the CBS app.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't do Star Trek. I've never been able to get into it, into the whole that whole universe.
It's not everybody. It's not for everybody, definitely.
Yeah.
I will say that the
movies made me interested.
I see.
The movies made me interested. If some people like Call of Duty, man, and some people like to play Risk. Star Trek is Risk.
Yes. Perfect example. Oh,
so let's get into something that other people are always are questionable about right now, and that's our favorite subject here, Star Wars. Mm. There's a scoop by Mikey Sutton. He drops that they are thinking or toying with the idea of doing a Darth Vader TV series, apparently for Disney Plus. I don't know if any of you guys checked out, you know, check out any of the newer Marvel Star Wars comic books at all? Maybe a digital copy or something?
I have a few of them, yes. Okay. I mean, I don't have a few, but I've checked out a few of them.
Okay, so there's a run where there's a Dr. Alpha? Let me see if I can pronounce his name right. Aphra.
You're not going to be able to pronounce it right. I don't know Aphra, what you're
doctor, but if you're familiar with the character, right?
No, was it
Dr. Aphra? It's apparently some doctor that he, you know, makes her work for him, and those like dark
oh,
sides.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
evil scientific stuff. But secretly, mm-hmm. she's plotting against him, like to, you know, mess up his plans and stuff like that. She's just being his. She is being his henchwoman, but secretly plotting to always mess up her plans and mess up his plans and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Apparently the character's been popular in the comic book, and they're seeing if they can bring it to live action, possibly in a TV Disney Plus show. It's all conversation right now. Joey, I know you like. Well, you don't even know. You don't how you feel about it.
Not so much tapped into that at all, because you know Star Wars is not really like. I mean, it's. On my totem pole of like where I hold Star Wars,
stuff?
It's like okay, there's no Marvel DC things going on, so I watch Star Wars.
Oh, okay, all right. That's fair enough.
But Mandalorian has my attention.
Oh yeah.
As of right now, and I think that could be the gateway to opening up to more Star Wars stories. I mean, I watch all the movies, familiar with a lot of the more deeper cut,
right?
Some of the deeper cut characters, But, you know, if it's not Skywalker related, if it's not, you know, Mandalorian related.
Right.
I mean, because Boba Fett was one of my favorite characters on Star Wars, hands down.
Right.
He's just badass. And I think that's what really gravitated me more to watching it. I wanted more Boba Fett. Unfortunately, you know, didn't get that. But, but yeah, I mean, if it's not Skywalker related... There's no lightsabers involved, no Mandos involved.
Yeah,
or,
yeah, you're a lightsaber
maybe
guy.
Even a baby Yoda. I'm commercial Star Wars as it gets.
I'm surface.
Surface level.
Joey wants Star Wars album. He wants a Star Wars radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That's it. Tarek, how you feel about you know, some a deep Darth Vader based TV show for Disney Plus?
I would be cool with it. I don't know about seeing. I think seeing Darth Vader a lot takes away from the lore of him,
right?
So, like, I think seeing Darth Vader every episode would be a bit much.
Well, they're doing a lot of lore, like a lot of back lore right now in the comic book form, like in that Darth Vader book. They're doing a lot.
Yeah, but they do things with him in the comic book.
Yeah.
that I hope they can do. Well, we saw them do it at the end of Rogue One, mm-hmm. really like unleash Darth Vader.
Right, right, right.
So if they pull that off, I'm all for it. Okay. But I'm interested. Listen, I think Disney has to do something.
Yeah.
Original.
Yeah.
To, you know, it's only so long. I'm going to watch the Mandalorian behind the scenes and rewatch X-Men and Gargoyles. You know,
yeah. At some point what is up with their lack of original content? I feel like Netflix is just steamrolling them. Like they've overlapped them like 100 times already. You know, like if this was like a race, you know what I mean? What is up with that?
Yeah, so they need to do something. And then, you know, all the Marvel stuff being delayed.
Yeah.
So now it's like, all right, Disney, hurry up and put something out.
Right.
So I think the problem is they're trying to do it all themselves, whereas like Netflix can just buy somebody's show that's already shot and put it on. But I would watch it. I will watch it because, you know, yeah, I would check it out.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's worth a checkout, definitely.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens in the future as far as all that, all those. I invite everyone to go check it out. Go to geekositymag.com. It's our good friend Mikey Sutton. That's his website. He puts all his scoops up there. Apparently, he's got an update on Tobey Maguire. Remember, there have been just an update on Tobey Maguire. Apparently, a news source reached out to Sony about the apparent rumor that Tobey Maguire and the other gentleman who is Spider-Man as well, which I forget his name right now. I'm sure when you guys will help me. Andrew Garfield, that's his name. Yeah, see, he just hit me right now. See, it's my brain. It's slow. They reached out to Sony to see if there's any, you know, truth to the rumor and stuff like that. And they officially said that they cannot comment at the time or you know, there's nothing confirmed at the time. So it was kind of a very opaque answer, you know, like,
okay.
You know what I mean? Like a very political answer. You know what I mean? I can either confirm or deny, you know, the report, you know what I mean? Kind of one of those answers. So yeah, I mean, it's apparently it's happening. It seems like it's like, I've listened to Kevin Smith's podcast a lot and they think it's like an arms race right now of the multi-universe of Spider-Man and the Flash movie. You know, it's like who can outdo who as far as the multiverse is concerned. What do you guys feel about that?
Spider-Man's already won. It's over.
Yeah. Well, you know, Flash hasn't took his swing yet. I mean, if, you know, what do you say, Joey?
It's too much of a mess over there in DC. I mean, they're going to try their best to make Flash kind of piece everything together and their multiverse.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, Marvel's just executing it perfectly. And with, you know, Doctor Strange now making an appearance officially for Spider-Man 3, and with the rumors rumbling that Toby and Andrew Garfield are going to pull up, I mean, they're doing it correct.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, I don't think it's really a competition. I just think it just happens to be coinciding with the, you know, both ideas right now. You know what I mean? Are kind of in the rumorverse now.
I mean, in a way, because it's funny how, you know, an Avengers movie comes out, and then okay, here we go. Marvel comes up with the concept that we're gonna make all our movies connected, and here's DC trying to connect everybody. They just can't.
It's coinky dink.
Execute it right.
It's a nice coinky dink.
You know, Avengers movie drops, then you get a Justice League movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Marvel experimented with time travel. Now we're gonna get that with the Flash. So it's like
it's definitely
there's somebody.
Yeah.
There's somebody stealing signs over there at DC.
All right, fair enough. I mean, there's definitely some friendly competition. What do you say, Tarek? Is this a normal thing? Or are we in uncharted space here?
I don't know if like DC is like swaggerjacking Marvel or not, but I think that if you're going to do Flash, you have to do the multiverse thing, because I think Flashpoint Paradox is their like pinnacle DC animated film, maybe.
Yeah.
So people are going to want to see that. And then how do you clean up your mess? You know, this is a Days of the Future Past moment. Like, yo,
how do we clean up DC mess? More than Marvel, right? Because Marvel's just running with their success, you know?
And yeah. They had to do a little reset after Age of Ultron, but.
Yeah. Well, you know, they had some stumbles, some
food
bars. There you go, food bars.
But I think people are already interested in the Spider-Verse thing. Mm. There's a danger, though. I think it's a danger in doing this. It may be too much fan service.
Yeah, I think it might alienate people. Just to, you know, might not understand. But the thing is,
I'm fearful of.
We had the Into the Spider-Verse cartoon. I mean, it was watched. It was well done.
It was perfect. And people, that was a perfect opportunity to do that because I mean, it's a cartoon.
Right.
You can unload anything. On that, you know what I mean? Like, especially making it comic booky.
Yeah,
that's the perfect opportunity to do it. Is with the cartoon movies. I think it's a little bit trickier with, you know, the live action, because I mean, even with Avengers, like, we didn't really know how, like, this time travel thing was going to pan out, because for years we've always thought, or Marvel's always depicted all these characters as if they would live among us, like. Right. There was really an Iron Man. I mean, we do have an Iron Man. His name's Elon Musk. But
we kind of do, yeah.
You know, like, you feel believable that these heroes actually exist in the world we live in right now. And when they did Endgame, it's like, man, time travel, people getting snapped and disappearing. Like, now this is getting real comic book territory. But they, again, executed very well. That's why I think Spider-Verse is taking it, you know... Mm. Like Tarek said, maybe a little bit too much fan service, because it's like, I'm good with Tom Holland right now, and I'm good with him for the next couple years until they want to introduce Miles Morales next. Right.
Yeah,
I don't need a, you know what I mean? I don't need a spider overload, you know, in my movies. But who's to say, you know, incorporating Doctor Strange in it, and, you know, him having access to all these,
who knows realities. If this is really going to even happen the way that we think, because right now. What the report?
The most believable, the most believable thing I can muster up is when we talked about it last time, was when they announced Electro, and I can see like how Electro, he just like, you know, zapped, you know, disappeared out of thin air. He just zaps back into this, you know, 616 universe that Spider-Man's in. I can kind of see that in that story being written. And that's how you can show off the multiverse and stuff like that.
Right.
But having an extensive amount of Spider-Man on live action, I don't.
So let's flip the coin.
I'm not sold just yet.
So let's flip the coin in the Flash DC stuff. You know, it's harder to explain that. I think in that. I mean, unless you're a fan, you know, the deep cut is that there's multi universes in DC. You know, from the Jump Street. You know what I mean? But
the cool thing with DC. Even though their movies don't really, you know, hit the way Marvel movies do.
Right.
They are comic booky, you know, you see the DCEU and the crazy characters you got in Suicide Squad, you know, the Flash, you know, Cyborg, you know, being on live action movies, and, you know, it looked good. I think DC can more so at this point get away with it because, you know, you kind of are taken into this fantasy world where, you know, Superman exists and he's bringing all these crazy, you know, space-based villains to the planet. So I think it's easier for them to kind of get away with that a little bit more, and they can kind of shoot for the fences when it comes to like going full-blown comic book as far as like Flashpoint is concerned.
So the actual update from Mikey Sutton on his website is that the latest gossip is that Tobey Maguire hasn't signed yet because he wants additional screen time outside of the costume. YouTube star Grace Randolph, I don't know if any of you know who that is, wrote on Twitter that Maguire wants to really act in the film, really act in the film instead of swinging through it, quote unquote. His own sources deny this is true. They tell him that Maguire, like Andrew Garfield, is close to signing if he hasn't already by this press time, as he has reported a few days ago. Sony didn't debunk them appearing in Spider-Man 3. They simply haven't made an official announcement yet. They won't reveal it until all the T's are crossed, I's are dotted, and the publicity machine is revved up. Sony didn't deny anything at all, but even if they did, the denials carry a little weight as they dismissed previous deals with Marvel Studios, which he famously debunked as well back in the day. Marvel Studios isn't adding Maguire and Garfield only to have them be in their costumes most of the time. What would be the point? They will truly pass the torch to the present Spider-Man, Tom Holland, before being sent off to the grills of memory, getting their, like we like to say, getting their flowers. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. It might not even happen. You know, it might even happen the way we're we're commenting on. Feel free to, if you listen to this on the live show, ladies and gentlemen, on Checkpoint XP, feel free to chime in and comment there on the in the chat. I'm checking out the chat here on Twitch, and we're gonna keep on going, man. Well, what do you think, Tarek? You know, the twisty turvy's world of contract signing.
Yeah, I can understand him not just wanting to run around in the costume. I still don't think that it behoves them to have them extensively involved. Maybe like a scene or two,
right?
You know, but maybe almost like Spider-Man's appearance in Civil War. That would be cool for Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire to do something like how we got introduced to Tom Holland, introduce them the way we, you know. I think I would prefer it two films down. Like I want to see, like, if we're actually doing Electro and all that, I want to see that. I don't want to see Spider-Man need three other Spider-Men to take on the Sinister Six. I want to see Spider-Man take on the Sinister Six.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But I don't know how exactly they're, I don't know. We don't know. It's all speculation right now. We don't know exactly how they're going
to
write it.
They need to work on that Venom crossover. That's what they really need.
Yeah, yeah. Shit. I think all that's happening.
We need Maximum Carnage. I'm all for Maximum Carnage.
Yeah.
I actually prefer Maximum Carnage over, like, Spider-Verse right now.
Yeah, me too. I agree.
Well, we might get that, you know, in the Secret War stuff. We might get the whole Symbiote Island and the Symbiote Battle World and everything. So we might get all that.
So I also peeped at the working title, or if not the official title, for Spider-Man 3. I mean, it only makes sense to me only if it, you know, Garfield and Maguire sign on. But according to Cosmic Wonder on YouTube, they've come forth and said that it will be called Spider-Man. Working with the home title, is going to be called Spider-Man Homeworld.
Pretty interesting.
Homeworlds, plural.
Homeworlds. Interesting. I like it. I think it's dope. Let's see what happens. See what it turns out to be. Let's talk about now. I want to talk about back to DC. Apparently, there's another scoop by Mikey Sutton that they say that they're looking at a Pattinson Cavill team up. I don't know if that's going to be in a cinematic team up or it's going to be some kind of HBO Max show or something like that. Like maybe like a golden age, like the world's finest kind of thing. I kind of disappointed that, you know, it's not we're not getting our homeboy back, you know, for that.
Batfleck.
Yeah, Batfleck, man. But, they're saying that, they're saying that this could already be in Snyder's DCEU. Remember that all the dominoes, depending on how it's received, the Snyder cut is the direction that they're going to go or what they're going to invest in. So,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I guess it all depends on the success of this 4-hour cut, man. What do you guys think about that? You guys think it should give Batfleck the nod better than considering Pattinson? But I'm sure they have an agreement with him somehow going forward, right?
I mean, I thought that this Batman is going to exist in its own world and is not going to be connected to the DCEU, similar to what, you know, the Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix was like. Not for it. Not the aesthetic of like where this Batman is the tone just doesn't even match like the Superman world, where at first it was like kind of like a darker Superman and then they toned it up a little bit just to make it more, you know, kid friendly and things like that. I'm not for it, and it just wouldn't make any sense to me, even with the whole Flash going in time and all that, like the Speed Force and all that.
The actual scoop that Mikey Sutton put is that the Flash movie would softly reboot the DCEU, keeping what worked and aligning the new with the old. So that would be folding Matt Reeves' Batman Pocket Universe into the DCEU, which would allow Robert Pattinson's Dark Knight to meet Henry Cavill's Superman in the world's finest movie. So, Warner Brothers parent company AT&T, fueled by The Rock's passion for a cinematic universe, wants to see a Pattinson-Cavill team-up, not fighting one another, but partnering up like in the comic books, going back to the Golden Age. I'm not against that. You know, as long as it's well done. I don't know if they need to do a movie or more. I think a little HBO limited series would be cool. What do you say, Tarek?
I would be okay with it. I think they need to build up to it, though.
Yeah, definitely.
I think if you're going to do that, you need another Superman movie.
Right.
I think so much time is gone. But, you know, again, I agree with them with their Snyder Cut. We don't know, but I think so much time has gone by that the Man of Steel movie has kind of left a lot of people's memory.
You're right.
So you would need to reestablish, hey, Superman. And, you know, we got to see how Robert Pattinson's Batman is. Right now it looks good. Ben Affleck is not, he's not Pharrell Williams. He's aging. So how long are they going to do, you know, how long is this going to take?
Yeah, fair enough.
So I don't know, man. I think again, they're forcing that, man. Do the reboot, the Justice League, Snyder Cut thing. And then, let Batman come out and we'll see. I know the studios are like, we would just love to see that on screen.
Right.
Like Robert Pattinson and this Cavill, like these two heartthrobs on the screen. It'll be great. But this movie isn't being made for queen girls.
Right.
You know,
right.
This movie's being made for grown ass men with no lives.
No, it's not fair. You know, my wife likes this movie. Well, she likes Henry Cavill. Anyway,
see, that's what I'm saying.
Robert Pattinson's, I don't know, she doesn't care for him too much. I guess she got Twilighted out. I think
I'm kind of hyped about the Batman.
Okay, yeah, me too.
But I'm with Joey. I'm like, do we need to fold this all into
The
storylines? I don't think we need to.
I think it's more them getting ready to use what. Okay, cool. If people like the Snyder Cut, all right, cool. We're going to reboot with Flash, and we're gonna go this is our game plan. Like, you know, if they cut left, you know, and they put their blockers on the left, then we're gonna cut right, and we're gonna do this. If they do the opposite, we're gonna do this. But everything, you know, all their plans depend on the Flash movie to reboot it all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I get it. You know what I mean? It's more, you know, it's more locker room, you know, plans. You know what I mean? But they haven't quite decided what direction they want to go in. But people who have the direction and pure vision, like someone like Kevin Feige, you know, he already knows that. Actually, Mikey Sutton is actually commenting in a scoop that Secret Wars, which is probably what's going to be the big, you know, MCU event, after, you know, in the future, that's going to combine everything. It could see the return of Chris Evans as Old Man Captain America. Do you think that's a cool little deep take? Or deep cut, if they get that far, you know, Old Man Captain America coming to rally the heroes together for, you know,
that would be cool. I don't want to see him in that suit. Just put him in some dockers and a suede jacket.
Or, you know, he'll be kind of like, I mean, he was, you know, in the comic books, he was a, you know, the director of S.H.I.E.L.D. for a time, you know, as just, you know, Steve Rogers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want civilian Cap.
Okay.
I want old civilian Captain America. That's what that's what would excite me in the new film.
Playing bingo?
Yeah. I don't want to see him fighting again, necessarily. Not as Old Man Cap, no.
No, that'd be corny.
Well,
yeah.
So as he previously reported, Secret Wars will be Marvel Studios' biggest project, a line-wide crossover, a series of MCU films, and Disney Plus TV series telling a different part of the story until they are all linked together in their cinematic finals. Besides trying to bring back Robert Downey Jr. as a parallel Earth Tony Stark, there are talks of having Chris Evans return as the older Steve Rogers. Now, Kevin Feige won't attempt to have RDJ and Evans appear to pile on the cash. Secret Wars will reel in billions potentially without their presence. There are some plot mechanics at work here which require the participation what those he does not know yet. If the Infinity War and Endgame were love letters to MCU, Secret Wars is shaping to be a homage to Marvel Comics itself. It's wild, wide, colorful universe of diverse characters, genres, and classic storylines. This would give Evans and RDJ the opportunity to finally meet some of the Fox superheroes and bad guys. This is speculation right here. I won't say that he knows, but I just want to, before I keep reading verbatim what's here, this would give Evans and RDJ the opportunity to finally meet some of the Fox superheroes and bad guys that didn't get the chance to before Disney regained their rights. Remember, we talked about that. This possibly the Secret Wars, them doing that, possibly, somehow, some way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There is also the potential of Evans as Rogers being introduced to his Human Torch from the multiverse, part of Fox's Fantastic Four. His source raised that possibility, given that Electro craziness planned for Spider-Man 3, this would easily top it. So, I'd say it's in the universe, right? Definitely in the brainstorming stages right now. So we're gonna get served that meal. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it's a potential for disaster, man. When it comes to a storyline, yeah. Becomes too complicated. So. I know you got a lot to talk about to tell me, Tarek, so go ahead.
No, that just sounds like money grabbing at that point, and like, let's duplicate our success, and that's a problem. Like, sometimes you can't duplicate your success. Listen, the LeBrons and the LeBrons are decent shoes, but they're not the Jordans.
Right.
So, you know, it's like, well, we need to make them the Jordans. Like, no, they just, you've done Endgame, you've done Infinity War. Right. Don't try to duplicate that. No, just make some moves.
No, I get it. I get it.
What and they got you? A lot of roadblocks in front of them with, you know, theaters right now. They got the passing of Chadwick Boseman, you know.
That's a lot of character development, plot storyline development, just a lot of shows, a lot of Disney Plus shows, a lot of movies before they even get to what we're talking about.
Yeah.
What do you
say? Yeah, but I'm all good with brainstorming. That's how good ideas come about. So, yeah, they can brainstorm. We'll clamor about it, but Chris Evans is you know, Human Torch, you know, some of these things sound like funny jokes for a moment, but you know, as plot lines, I don't know, but I think they're just brainstorming, they're trying to figure out. That's fine.
What do you say, Joey? You down for some Secret Wars? Think it's too much?
Say that again.
Down for some Secret Wars? Think it's too much, or you think they need to show you the path? They need to show you the path, show you, you know, get you there.
Yeah, just show me the path. I think, you know, it definitely has my attention, and I feel like, you know, Marvel's already getting to a point where they can, you know, at this point, do what they want, introduce whoever they want, and we're just gonna, you know, shut up and let them take our money at this point. So, yeah, like I said, just show me what it looks like. I'm really curious to see how they're going to integrate all these old, you know, all the Fox properties in the movies. If they're going to bring back Hugh Jackman, which honestly they should leave alone. But, you know, obviously those rumblings continue to surface on the web. Show me what you got.
I just want to leave this particular topic with one note. No matter how much money people have, you always need more of it. And I think if it's a paycheck and it makes sense and it's something that helps their brand look good, I think they're any actor or you know, any idea is not out of the discussion. You know what I mean? So
I agree.
You know, unless you know as some you know maybe an actor who's got a long, you know, done it all almost. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I want to keep on continuing with all these. I mean, it's like every week is like we're talking about. Ever since he opened his website, it's like we're talking about 10, 15 scoops, you know, a week. And it's like Monday catch up here in Geek Culture Congress. So the MCU finds a young Avenger. The young Avengers are lining up, even though Marvel Studios haven't officially announced their existence. I don't even want to try and pronounce her first name. Chitlitil Gomez or something like that. Her last name is Gomez. And she has been cast in the Doctor Strange and Multiverse of Madness movie. She was a star in The Babysitter's Club. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that.
Yeah.
She has landed an unyet unknown role, but we're all friends here, right? So he'll state the obvious. as everyone has already, she will be America Chavez of the Young Avengers. Or that's the what the scooper is saying. That, I don't know if you're guys are familiar with that character. In the comic books in the Young Avengers, she is a Captain America inspired Latina superheroine.
I'm not familiar with the Younger Avengers too much.
So, I mean, it's a new character, you know, a fresh character that people are not familiar with, you know. So, yeah. I don't know about you, Joey. You familiar with that character at all?
No, not really familiar. I mean, I've never was really too much into the Young Avengers. But I'm assuming Disney and Marvel is trying to cook that up as well.
Right.
I personally would rather see it as a Disney Plus thing, just to kind of let these guys, you know, the young cats, you know, get these reps in and take on some, like, you know, some subpar villains before they actually, you know, step up to the big leagues and join the big boy Avengers. But I mean, like I said, it's you know, it's another, like, you know, another cash. It's a cash cow over there, Marvel. So they're trying to really capitalize on anything and really trying to tell a lot of stories that probably we'd never think would see the light of day on live action film and TV.
Well, a show that we probably thought would never see the light of day is happening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael B. Jordan has signed on to produce the Static Shock live action film for Warner Brothers, based on the character Static, introduced in Static number 1, 1993, by DC Comics / Milestone Comics. He became a more familiar name with the animated series Static Shock, which ran for 4 seasons beginning in 2000. Static is a black teenager named Virgil Hawkins who has electromagnetic powers. So we're going to finally get that live action Static Shock movie. How does the black delegation feel about that, Tarek Lewis? I mean,
The black delegation is happy, but we would like more than just electricity power.
Yeah.
I feel like this is some real cool.
He'll have superhero constitution. You know, he could take them superhero punches.
Why are we only get electricity powers?
But it's like a Magneto,
Storm,
right?
Black lightning, Static Shock, Vulcan. This dude, I'm like, come on, man.
Well, because
black people and electricity.
You guys don't know the history of the Static Shock character. So originally, those were Milestone Comics characters, and Static Shock was one of them. I think it was another 10 other characters, superhero characters that DC, you know, back in the day, Marvel and DC used to buy, you know, smaller comic book companies and include them, especially DC. That's how they originally got the Shazam character, the Captain Marvel character, which we now know as Shazam. That was originally a Timely Comics, I believe, character. So that's how they became in the DC fold. But this is another similar situation where those characters were created by another company, and they just inherited them when they bought that. They absorbed that comic book company. So, you know, I don't think it was done on purpose. You know, so, oh, it's another black character.
I'm just saying, just once I like to see a black person that can control fire or something like that.
Well, I mean, I think the hype is really...
You know, black telepaths.
I think the hype is more really about, you know, the animated show was very popular, you know, back in the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And they portrayed the character somewhat in Young Justice.
Okay, yeah.
There's a rendition of Static Shock in Young Justice.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
What do you feel about it, Joey? You down for some Static Shock? I know you watched the cartoon.
I'm cool. And you know, Michael B. Jordan's producing it, so
yeah,
you know, I like a lot of his work. And I'm pretty sure I doubt he's gonna be Static Shock,
right?
But it's cool if I'm gonna find some young talent. Interesting to be like if maybe Jaden Smith jumped in, the acting thing. I mean, I could see that in a sense, but no, I think it'll be cool.
Hey, let me hit some of the last headlines here that I got here. Luke Cage headed back to Marvel Studios. Apparently, that's finally expired over there at Netflix, and his character rights are back at the MCU. Do you think recasting or keeping Mike Coulter? That's the discussion online right now.
I think you keep him.
You think he did it good enough, or he's well loved character, or well liked character, should I say?
His portrayal
of Luke Cage, yeah. I believe so, too. I liked his portrayal. I think it was very, very true to the character. What do you say, Joey?
Yeah.
What was this again?
Sorry. Luke Cage headed back to Marvel Studios.
Oh, so, yeah.
So they're talking about recasting or keeping Mike Cutler.
Ooh. I don't know. I don't know about the recasting, but it's definitely cool to see. I want to see the more street level characters, you know, get some shine.
Right.
And they should have just like really transitioned those guys and put them on Disney Plus. I don't understand why, you know, Marvel is not taking that route and they had to, you know, get rid of Daredevil and all those guys. But yeah, I'm all for it. I'd rather him reprise his role. And, you know, I mean, I will say it probably would be better on Hulu. Because, I mean, I mean, it was badass, that show. Like, you know, people were getting really, you know, messed up in that show.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of craziness going on. Maybe too hot for Disney. but they do it. But that's why they got Hulu. They put all their, you know, more adult content on Hulu. And I think that would do some justice.
Okay. Let's see what happens with that. Tatiana Maslany, you know, we recently reported that she was cast as She-Hulk for the Disney Plus TV show. She denied that she's She-Hulk on a recent interview. She said it's a rumor.
That Marvel snipers. Not happening.
So, yeah. what do you believe? You think it's really happening or just no contracts have been signed? What do you say, Tarek?
I think sometimes, like, somebody gets in a room or hears about a meeting and they say she's going to be She-Hulk, and then that becomes the thing. And it's a rumor can be true.
There you go.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So as of now, it's probably just a rumor, and the rumor could be true.
Let's see what happens. Sony evades question. Remember we talked about the, you know, if Andrew Garfield and the other gentleman's going to be back as Spider-Man. And the clickbait sites, you know, cash in and took advantage of, like, not confirmed or, you know, the casting for the next Spider-Man movie, which is technically true, I guess, in from a certain point of view, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, no contract signed, no official announcement. So, you know, I don't know. What do you feel about the clickbait scene, you know? Something happens and, you know, it's just, you know, I mean, it happens in the Star Wars stuff, Marvel.
Yeah. I try not to pay any attention to that, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For real.
It's the worst.
I mean, it's like, you know, like The Boys being canceled. I mean, that was clickbait too. You know what I mean?
It's the dirty underbelly of all this content.
I'm literally sitting watching the last episode of The Boys with my wife, right? And she goes, I can't believe they're canceling this show. And I look at her, I'm like, honey, are you serious? You know how much money this show is making for Amazon right now? Do you really believe what you read, that they're going to cancel the show? Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? No way. No universe. Maybe they'll change some characters. Maybe some characters will go away, you know?
Yeah.
You know, just because, you know, actors want to move on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or no deal. You know, they couldn't come to a deal for any more seasons. But, you know, anyway. Don't get me started. Stephanie Beatrice in consideration for female ghostwriter. Are you guys familiar with that character? I need to dive into this article here.
I don't like it already.
Yeah? You know the character? No. The actress? No.
No, we don't need a female ghostwriter.
I'm on the fence. I don't know. I guess it has to be well written, you know? It's got to make sense. If it doesn't make sense, I'm not with it. You know, and that's my official stance on all that. But you know, I'm open to it. You know, as long as it makes sense and it's well written and has got a good plot and it makes, you know, we at least get, you know, our regular Johnny Johnny Blaze. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least first. Jon Favreau hints at Mandalorian film. Is it possibly that the scoop was confirmed? That I think this is happening. You think there's going to be a live action Mandalorian cameo or him involved in some future Star Wars live action film? Big release?
I'm sure there'll be some cameo at some point. I don't know if they're going to do a whole. I don't see a whole film around the Mandalorian, but I'm sure there'll be a cameo of the character.
Maybe around the child and being the Mandalorian being the secondary character. Maybe.
Yeah.
What do you say, Joey?
Yeah. I mean, I'm here for that.
Yeah. Black,
I think it'd be solid.
Black Adam has found his bride. So Rock likes to announce all his castings for his Black Adam movie. So he announced that Sarah Shahahi has joined the cast of DC Films' Black Adam. According to Deadline, Shahi will be playing a university professor and freedom fighter leading the resistance in Kandak. But we're not here to provide you with corporate riddles. She is ISIS, otherwise known as Black Adam's wife. Obviously, they won't call her that due of the real-life terrorist organization. What are they going to call her, then? What are they going to call her, ladies and gentlemen? That's what we really want
to know. You have to find another Egyptian goddess. I'm sure there's...
I'm pretty sure there is something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. What else we got here? Loading. I'm going to play, ladies and gentlemen, before we end the show, the Monster Hunter trailer. That's a brand new movie that has... she was in Resident Evil. What's her name? Milova Jovovich.
Mila Jovovich.
She's the star of this movie. Monster Hunter is based on the video game, the Monster Hunter video game. You're familiar with that video game, Joey?
I've never played that one.
No, you never played that one. Me neither. I've seen people, you know, like rave about it and talk about it and stuff like that, but never said like, oh, I need to get that. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old. Apparently people are excited about it. What do you say, guys? Ready to do this trailer?
Let's
see if I can pull it up here in a timely manner. That makes sense. Thank you guys, everyone who's watching us on the Checkpoint XP Twitch channel. I really appreciate it. And thank you so much for, hanging out with us. Here, I'm going to put this trailer up here for you guys to see. I'm going to share the screen for my friends. Let's see if I can share the screen here. Chrome tab. Monster Hunter. Share. All right. Do you guys see that?
Nope.
You guys don't see anything. Nice. That's what I wanted. Oh, because I got to do this. All right. Now you go. Now you guys see it, right?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Your first look at Monster Hunter. Okay. Well, I guess apparently it's going to be modern.
Captain, do you have any idea what those markers are?
They look pretty ancient.
The tracks end here.
Definitely Bravo team.
They don't just disappear.
Yeah,
TI. Yeah, it's TI. Right. They spent some money.
Move. Watch out!
They got the mummy storm. Damn.
Where the hell are we?
That lightning, it hit those markers and it took us somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Guys. Right.
So it took them to the past or the future or another universe?
Are we like Guardians of the Galaxy now?
On our six!
Yeah, bros.
Holy shit.
Did you see that thing?
This is officially
we're gonna get some
pay grade.
I don't care what those creatures are. We destroy them and close the gateway.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm getting us all home.
Dragon looks like the ill, like Game of Thrones dragon there.
Yeah.
And the PlayStation 5 commercial there at the end, right?
Yeah, that was slick.
Like that little slick, that little jab they got in there. So what do you guys think, Ken? First look at Monster Hunter. What do you guys think? Joey, what do you think?
It's good to see Mila Jovovich not killing zombies.
Yeah.
Right.
1800th time. No, it looks really good effects wise. I mean, you got her, you got Megan Good, you got T.I. The effects look good. I mean, not bad.
What do you think?
I'd definitely check it out.
I mean, what do you think, Tarek?
Looks like a fun action film. Okay. It's one of those movies you don't go into.
I hope they didn't blow their wad like on the trailer. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Where
you see so much good in the trailer that the movie's just not.
Yeah.
Good.
You go in there, you see all that in the trailer, and then you go in and they're fighting a frog.
You think they showed us everything there?
Yeah, but it was good. It looked interesting. I would check it out.
Was that streaming only? Is that going to be a movie release? I forgot. I did not think it's the end of these trailers.
It didn't show there.
It didn't show anything. Oh well.
No.
Be on the lookout for Monster Hunter, ladies and gentlemen. Looks like it's going to be a good time. Either on your couch or at the movie theater. Thank you so much for joining us here at Geek Culture Congress. We're a little bit past our time, but I want to let my co-hosts get their plugs in. Joey, let them know how they can follow you and what you up to.
Yeah, just hit me up on the gram, on Twitter, at Joey Franchise, Franchise with a Z. Tap in with me on Wild 94.1 out here in Tampa. We got an app. It's free to download in your app store. Mm-hmm. I'm on every day, Monday through Friday, 7 to midnight.
Tarek,
please. Follow me on Instagram. My name is Tarek on Instagram, T-A-R-I-K. And you can also check out my YouTube channel and find me on Facebook if you need to.
All right. Of course, myself, you can follow me on all my socials as DJ Speedy JR. Thank you so much for watching us here on the live feed on Checkpoint XP. Feel free to comment anytime we're live here on the show. You want to be part of the show and you want to chime in on everything we're talking about here. And, of course, if you are listening to this podcast, please give us a 5-star rating so they can find us and we could be famous one day.
Yes.
Please follow Geek Culture Congress on Instagram, all three words all together there. On Facebook, follow, like our page, three words, Geek Culture Congress. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Tarek Lewis, Joey Franchise. I'll see you guys. Guys, have a good week, okay?
Peace.
All right, well. Later, guys. Bye, everyone.
Peace.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.